And chapter 5. And we will read from verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back, close sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a great voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no one in the heaven or under the earth or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look thereon.
我看见做宝座的右手中有书，以外都写着字，用七印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使，大声宣讲说：“有谁配开展那书卷，揭开那七印呢？在天上、地上、地底下，没有人展开，能观看那书卷的。”
And I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion that is of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath overcome to open the book and the 7 seals thereon." And I saw in the midst of the throne of the 4 living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing as though it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
大哭，长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的师傅大卫跟阿里得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。我又看见宝座与四伯母，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的器皿，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊。”
And he came, and he taketh it out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
他听到书卷四伯母和24位长老，就匍匐在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。And
they sing a new song, saying, "Worthy art thou to take the book and to open the seals thereon, for thou wast slain and didst purchase unto God with thy blood men of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made them to be unto our God a kingdom of priests, and they reign upon the earth."
他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配开揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方。” 各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And I saw and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a great voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that hath been slain to receive the power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and
blessing." 旁无数目，有千千万万，大声说：曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。
And every created thing which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things that are in them, heard I say unto him that sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, be the blessing and the honor and the glory and the dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures said,Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped.
我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物，都说：但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说：阿门。众长老也匍匐敬拜。
Then if you will turn to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians, and chapter 2, we will read from verse 5.
第五节开始。
Have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being of an equality with God,a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondslave, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yes, the death of the cross. Wherefore also GodHighly exalted him, and gave unto him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in the heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
读到十一节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以，神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的。地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Just a word of prayer.
我们一起一起祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are cast once again upon your grace and your mercy.
亲爱的天父，我们再把我们自己投身在你自己的恩典。
We know, Lord, that we can speak many words, but unless that anointing of yours is upon us, nothing of eternal value will come into this time.
主，我们可以说许多的话语，但是主啊，若不是你自己的圣灵来做工说话，我们没有任何事情能够存到有永远的价值。
We thank you for the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣所为我们完成的工作。
By which he has provided us with an anointing.
在这个救赎里头把恩膏赐给我们。
An anointing of grace and power.
在这恩膏里面有能力，有恩典。
Into that anointing we stand by faith this evening.
靠这个恩膏，我们因着信，我们支取。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word.
为了说话的、翻译的、听话的。
Be all that we need this night, Lord.
愿你的恩膏成为我们今天晚上所需要的。
Touch eyes. Open the eyes of our hearts to behold you.
打开我们心中的眼睛，能够注目在你身上。
Fill us with a new understanding of yourself.
让我们能够对你有全新的认识。
Do not, Lord, let us be the same as when we came into this place.
让我们离开这里的时候，跟我们进门的时候完全的改变。
And we shall be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory for answering this our prayer.
我们把所有的荣耀归给你，因为你听我们的祷告。
Which we ask in the name of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus.
因为我们是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen. Well, I think you know that in these evenings, my theme, the theme given to me, has been the supremacy and centrality of the Lord Jesus.
我想弟兄姊妹到这个时候应该知道我的责任这一次乃是交通基督的超越性与他的中心性。
And as I have said, every night there could be no more glorious, more vital, more significant theme than this.
我每个晚上都要提到这个题目是
Christ is the center and circumference of all God's work.
基督是神整个工作的中心，与一直延伸到他的圆周。
Whether it is the natural creation,
无论是在他的自然创造中，
whether it is the spiritual creation,
也是在他属灵的创造中，
whether it is things visible or things invisible,
无论是看得见。 看不见,
whether it is things in the heaven or on the earth,
无论是属天的或者在地上,
the center and circumference of all God's work has been the Lord Jesus.
神整个工作的中心与他整个的圆周都在基督。
He is the center and circumference of God's eternal purpose.
主耶稣是神永远旨意的中心与他整个的圆周。
Why did he create this universe?
他为什么创造这个宇宙呢？
Why did he create man?
他为什么创造人呢？
And when man fell and sinned, fell short of the glory of God.
当人堕落，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Why did he persevere?
他为什么在那里寻找我？
Why did the Lord Jesus come into this world?
他来到这个地上，为什么目的？
Why was he born of a woman in Bethlehem in Israel?
他为什么在以色列伯利恒这个地方从一个女人出生？
Why did he live here for 33 years?
他来到这地上活了33年，为了什么？
What was it that he did on the cross?
他在十字架上为我们成就了什么？
And think for a moment.
让我们好好想一想。
When God raised him from the dead,
让神把他从死里
And he ascended to the right hand of the Majesty on high, where he waits to return. What is this all about? Why are you a child of God? Why have you been born of the Spirit of God?
你为什么从圣灵重生？
Why did God save
you? 神救你到底为了什么？
What was the goal?
什么是整个事情的目的？
It is all bound up with the Lord Jesus.
所以一切的答案都是与基督耶稣发生关系。
Everything created was through him.
因为借着他所创造万物。
And everything created was for him.
也是为着他而创造。
Putting it in language we understand, the Bible says he is the heir of all things.
用一句圣经所说的话，他乃是那承受万有者。
Do you remember the prophetic words of the psalmist?
你记得在诗篇里面这样说。
In Psalm 2 and verse 8,
二章八节,
ask of me and I will give you speaking of the Messiah. Our scum means, says the Father to the Son, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession.
受膏者说：“我要传圣旨。”耶和华神对我说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。”
This is why the nations are in a rage and meditating a vain thing.
因着这个缘故，外邦就争闹，外民说谋算虚妄的事。
This is why the kings of the earth and the rulers take counsel together against God and against His Messiah, saying, "Let us break their bonds and cast away their cords from us."
因此，世上的君王一起起来，承载一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他的捆绑，脱去他的困锁。
You and I, if we are children of God, have been born into conflict.
我们是神的儿女，我们被生进这一个斗争的。Something
tremendous has happened when you and I were born of God.
当我们从神生的时候，宇宙中发生大的事情。We
were taken out of the clutches of the power of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
我们乃是被神从 魔鬼的捆绑中释放出来，今天放在神的国度里头。You
and I could not have saved ourselves in a million years.
我们即使过100万年，也没有办法拯救我们自己。Not
by our tears.
我们不能靠着眼泪。Not
by our zeal.
我们不能靠着热心得救。Not
by our knowledge.
不是靠着知识得救。Not
by any energy that we might have.
不是靠着我们任何一点的能力来救我们。It
was God who sent His Son to save us.
乃是靠着他的儿子来拯救我们。When
we had fallen,
当我们堕落的时候。And
when we were blind and disobedient,
当我们还瞎眼，我们不顺服的时候。It
is a wonderful and marvelous thing when a human being is saved by the grace of God.
当我们被神的恩典所拯救，是一个何等奇妙的经历！
Do you realize how much is dependent upon the Lord Jesus?
我们是否真的了解这一切都是靠着耶稣基督？
For when everything was created through Him and for Him, man was the centerpiece for the success of God's purpose.
当神创造万物，也是为了他儿子而造一切的时候，人是整个这个创造的中心。And
man fell.
然而这个人却堕落了。Now
we talked about that last night.
昨天晚上我们讲到这一点。So
I'm not going to go over it all again.
今天我们再重复了。But
when you come to the Book of Revelation.
现在我们来到最后的启示录。
When you come to the last book of the Bible,
也就是圣经的最后一卷书,
which sums up all the other 65 books,
这卷书可以说是把圣经前面65卷书带到一个总结。
We suddenly see into the heart, as it were, of God.
这一卷书里，我们好像能够看见神的心。
There is the throne.
这里你看到宝座。
There is all living one.
你看到四个活物在那里。
Representing the whole natural creation. Not only man, but animal, bird, fish, everything.
这四个活物不单单代表人，也代表了神，一切所有的活物被创造。
And then John sees something.
然后约翰发现,
the amazing thing is John is not in some theological seminary.
这个时候约翰并不在一个神学院里面。
He is not in some wonderful conference with a big and spiritual man.
他也不是参加一个夏令会，讲非常属灵的题目。
He is not in his beloved gallery.
他也不是在他的加利利的这个家乡，或者也不是在耶路撒冷。
He is in a concentration camp.
他这个时候呢是在一个集中营。
A forced labor camp.
他是被做这个体力劳动。
When Imperial Rome was working these convicts to death.
这个时候呢，罗马皇帝用这些廉价劳工，有的人甚至死亡。
And there John gave this dear servant of his vision of the vision of the vision.
在这个时刻，神赐给约翰一个接一个的异象。
He saw the risen, glorified, all-powerful Messiah in the midst of seven local churches.
他看见这一位升天的基督行走在他七个教会中，
representing the whole Church of God in time, on earth, in plenty.
这一意象呢，是代表神在历史历代在地上他的教会众教会。
He saw this vision of the glorified Jesus.
他看见这位在荣耀中的基督耶稣。
The Lord spoke to him.
主对他说,
Fear not, he said.
不要怕,
I am the first of the last.
我是那起初的, 也是那末后的,
I became dead.
我曾经死过,
and I am alive forevermore.
现在却是永远的活着,
and I have the keys of death and hell.
我拿着死亡与阴间的钥匙。
Are in the hands of the risen, glorified Messiah.
所有的钥匙今天在这位升天荣耀的弥赛亚手里。
There's no key missing.
没有一把钥匙是没有的。
Every one of the keys.
每一个重要的钥匙都在这里。
Keys represent authority.
这里的钥匙代表权柄。
If you are not stupid. You don't give keys to anyone.
你如果不是那么笨的话，你不把钥匙就随便交给一个人。
When you give keys, you are delegating authority.
当你把钥匙交给一个人的时候，你是赋权于这个人。
You all know that.
你当然懂吗？
Isn't it extraordinary how small a key can be?
钥匙本身很小。
We never think about it.
我们根本不会想到啊！
When we go home, 我们不 chat and talk to our friend, we take the key out and put it in the door.
我们回家的时候，一边跟朋友讲话，一边开门。
Never think about it. When you got the key to the car, you open the door, you're in.
你上车也是一样，想都不想，啪！
Don't even think about it.
你好像不经过那个大门。
Till you have lost.
放不下，不要。
What is so simple becomes incredibly complex.
这个最简单的事情，在你遗失的时候，却变成天下最头等大事。
Jesus said, "I have the keys."
耶稣说，我有这个钥匙。
He has not lost anything.
他没有掉到任何一把。
He has the keys.
他手中掌有。
He has authority.
他有权柄。
What did he say when he was raised from the dead?
当他从死里复活的时候，他说什么
？All authority and power is given into my hand.
所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
Go you therefore into all the world.
所以去，叫万民做我的。
Make disciples of all nations.
叫万民做我的。
Baptizing them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
And lo, I am with you to the end of the age.
看啊, 我与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
It's a wonderful picture. Then John sees this next vision.
约翰就看见这下一个意象。
This time, he hears a voice. Well, let me put it this way. He sees first of all someone sitting in the throne.
他看见有一位坐在宝座上。
And in their hand is a scroll. It's badly translated book. It is a scroll.
在坐宝座的手里有一个书卷。
7 seals. It represents the purpose of God, the will of God.
这个书卷乃是代表神整个的旨意。
John understood it.
约翰明白的重要性。
Nobody said to him, this represents the purpose of God.
没有一个人要告诉约翰说，这个书卷代表神的权柄。
This represents all that God longs for this universe and for mankind.
有人告诉他，这个书卷乃是神对整个人类宇宙的目的。但是约翰知道。
And the great angel cried, "Who is worthy to take this scroll and to break the seals upon it?"
他就听见有一个天使问。 谁配得拿这个书卷打开中间的七印呢？
Not only to read what is in it, but to fulfill it.
不但是读这个书卷，而且能够执行这个旨意。
And there was not a sound.
然后一点声音都没有。
No one spoke.
没有一个人敢讲话。
And John burst into tears.
这个时候，老约翰就。
He understood just how important this was.
因为他知道这件事情事关重大。And
then came one of the elders and said, "Young man."
然后有一位天使来对他说：“员工，
look,
看。”
And John looked.
约翰就看。
The elder said, "See, the Lion who is." Of the tribe of Judah.
这个天使就说：“看啊，这里有一个，犹大的狮子。”
Rooted David.
这是大卫的根。
Has overcome.
他已经得胜了。
What man could not do, what the best of men could not do.
在人中最有能力的人也达不到这件事情。
The Messiah.
这回弥赛亚，他成功了。And
John looked for this lion.
所以，约翰就打算找一只狮子。And
saw a little lamb.
他却看到一只小羊羔。In
the Greek, it is diminutive, little lamb.
是一只小羊羔。And
saw,
好像刚刚被杀过。In
the midst of the world.
在宝座的中间,
in the midst of the four living ones,
在这四活物的中间,
in the midst of the 24 elders,
在这24个长老的中间,
central to the whole,
在整个四活物的中间,
it was the Lord Jesus.
不是别人就是耶稣,
and then John heard the sound of singing.
他就听见有诗歌。
A tremendous outburst of worship.
Worthy
are you, O Lamb of God.
神的羔羊配得,
who with your blood has purchased men of every tribe, of every tongue, of every people, of every nation, and made them a kingship and priests unto God.
你曾用你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神。
beloved brothers and sisters, have you any idea what it means to belong to the Redeemed? Do you have any idea what it costs the Father and the Son to bring you to salvation?
我们被救赎的人，是不是知道神为着我们的救恩，父与子付了何等的代价？ 羔羊用他自己的血，买出了从各族、各国、各方、各民中所有的人来归于他。
You are all Gentiles, I'm Jewish.
诸位都是外邦人，我是犹太人。
There may be in this great crowd another Jew or two, I don't know.
可能中间一两位是犹太人。
It all began with us.
这整个事情是犹太人，但是犹太人失败了。
As you fail,
外邦人也失败了。
We're all disobedient.
我们都是不顺服的。All
in blood.
都是下流，都是失落的。
But for the Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣来了。
Now I have been washed in His blood.
我被他的宝血洗净。
And you have been washed.
你也被他的宝血所洗净。
Oh, it is so wonderful just to think about it.
每一次想到这个恩典，何等的奇妙。
And then, another outburst of worship.
然后又听到另外一群的敬拜者.
Millions and millions of angels.
千万的天使在唱诗.
Saying your word.
说到你配得.
The honor and the riches and the glory and the power.
丰富智慧能力尊贵.
And the four living ones, the whole representing the whole natural creation, kept the Greek tenses continuous, kept on saying, up there, up there,
up there.然后四活物代表的所有受造之物，在那里一直不断的说，阿门，阿门，阿门。
And the elders fell down and worshipped.
24个长老就匍匐敬拜。Dear
brothers, dear sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this is so tremendous.
这是一个了不得的意象。The
Lord Jesus has won us to God.
我们的主耶稣终于把我们
What you could not do and I could not do, the Lord Jesus has done.
这件工作不是你，也不是我，不是任何人能够达成，除了他以外。
The Lord Jesus is the center and the circumference of salvation.
所以你可看到。 主耶稣是整个神救恩的中心，他的原则。He
is the center and circumference of deliverance.
他也是整个使我们蒙释放的中心原则。He
is the center and circumference of redemption.
他是神整个救赎的中心原则。He
is the only savior.
他不但是我们的救主。He
is salvation.
他整个救恩。
Call His name Jesus.
称他为耶稣。
Yeshua in Hebrew.
希伯来文是耶稣亚。
For He shall save His people from us. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, He bore my sin in His body. It was judged. He tasted death for me. And in that moment when the Lamb of God became the uplifted sword,
神的那一只羔羊在那一刻好像被举起来的那只蛇,
in that moment my salvation was won.
在那一刻, 我的救恩成功了,
and yours.
也是你的救恩,
what you could not do,
是你不能做,
he did.
他为你做成了,
there is such a difference,
这是何等的差别,
between the Lamb and the serpent.
羊羔与蛇是何等的对照?
I can fully understand people keeping lambs.
我能够了解人喜欢这个羊羔。
Every time, many times in Jerusalem, I've been into a shop, and there I've been talking with the owner of the shop.
每一次我在耶路撒冷去店里面跟这个店主说话,
and I see a movement suddenly.
就有人在动,
and I look.
我一看，是一只羊，是一个宠物。
There is something so pure about the lamb.
因为羊是这样的纯洁，
so innocent about the lamb.
是这样的无知，
so sweet about the lamb.
多么的可爱，
it represents life.
这里代表一个生命。
I've never been able to understand people who keep snakes.
明白有些人把蛇当作宠物。
Now I know you Chinese eat the snakes.
是蛇。
But I've never been able to understand anybody who keeps a snake wraps it round his neck.
把蛇绕在他的脖子上。
The snake is not pure.
因为蛇并不纯洁。
There's something about its very movements that are not pure.
它动来动去的样子不是很纯洁。
There's something about the way it reacts and moves and it speaks to me in sin.
它整个那个样子就好像对我来讲就是一个罪的样子。
When John the Baptist spoke of the Lord Jesus, he said, Behold the Lamb of God,
bearing
away the sin of the world.
介绍主耶稣的时候,他说,看啊,神的羔羊,除去世人罪孽。
And Jesus himself said, Even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
主耶稣自己说, 摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来。What
did he mean?
这句话什么意思？
He meant that that lamb, so pure, so sinless, should take into itself the poison of the Son.
耶稣的意思乃是说到，像一只羊羔那样的纯洁，他在那一刻。 也要把这个整个蛇的毒加在他的身体上。Listen
to the word of God.
听听主怎么说。He
who knew no sin.
那一位不知道罪的。
Was made sin for us.
却因我们而成为罪。And
in that moment God struck him.
在那一刻，神的审判就临到他。And
he died.
把他打击成为死亡。And
as he died, he cried out in triumph.
在他临死之前，他胜利的喊叫。
Finished.
成了。
One word in Greek.
第一次。
One word in Greek.
希伯来文、希腊文都是一个字。
Finished.
成了。Accomplished. 完成了。Fulfilled. 完全应验。
Done.
完了，他赢了。他把我们整个的救恩赢得了。
Now, because he was made sin for you, God justifies
you. 因为他把这个救赎完成，神能够叫我们称义。
Believe it or believe it not.
不管你信也好，不信也好。
You have become the righteousness of God in Him, Jesus.
你在基督里，神已经把他的义加给你。Listen
again.
请你再注意听。
In Colossians, let me read in Colossians.
哥罗西书。
We read it yesterday, Colossians 1. Verse 13. Who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His
love.
The power of darkness. If you have not been born of God,
如果你没有从神生,
you are gripped by the power of darkness.
你乃是被一个黑暗的权势抓住,
darkens your mind.
你的心思黑暗,
blinds your eye.
你的眼睛看不见,
it forces your rebellion against God.
让你成为一个抵挡神的主。
Only God can deliver.
只有上帝可以释放。
And the Word of God says, we have been delivered from the power of darkness.
神的话告诉我们，我们曾经被神从黑暗中释放出来。
And transferred into God's kingdom.
把我们迁到他爱子的国度。
It's a wonderful thing to know the deliverance of the Lord. Deliverance from evil. Deliverance from the grave clothes of the old man. Wonderful. This salvation that our Lord Jesus has won for us is absolutely complete. You cannot add anything to it. And you cannot take anything away. That's why the veil that separated God from man was suddenly torn in two from top to bottom.
And
the very moment Jesus cried out, finished! That veil that represented man divorced from God, alienated from God.
那个万所代表的，乃是讲到神与人之间是一个分割的状态。 现在却因着耶稣的宣告，列为两半。
This wonderful word we find again in Colossians 1, where it says, verse 14, in whom we have.
然后这一个字救赎，在一章四节里面提到的。Oh,
how wonderful this is!
这个宝贵的救赎。However
far gone into sin you have been, however depraved you are, God can redeem you.
不管你堕落到何等可怕、可悲的地步，这里神已经把你。
Redeem you from emptiness.
把我们从虚空中赎回,
aimlessness.
把我们从失去目人生的目标中，从捆绑中赎回.
It's all in the Lord Jesus.
都是在基督里面为我们做成的.
Well, I must have stayed too long here, but it is so wonderful to me.
这一件事情对我来讲是何等的稀奇奇妙。
I was brought up in a non-Christian home.
我成长在一个非基督徒家庭。
Never went to church.
我们家没有去教堂，也没有去会堂。
When I was 13 years of age, I never read the Bible.
直到我13岁，我都没有看过圣经。
And then God said,
有一天神就说，
For me, it is just wonderful.
对我而言，能够属于神是太奇妙的事。
And I feel sorry for those of you who are second generation Christians, third generation Christians, because there is no such thing.
我对我们当中第二代、第三代的基督徒，我觉得非常的遗憾。为什么你们没有经历这种从没有得救变成得救的？
God doesn't have grandchildren.
神没有孙子。
Yeah, he has children.
他只有儿子。
He doesn't have great grandchildren.
他更没有曾孙了。
And great 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 grandchildren.
神不需要这些。
God wants a direct relationship to you in the Lord Jesus.
神要与你借着他的儿子发生直接的关系。
It's not enough that your father and mother knew him.
你父母认识神不够。
You need to know.
你需要认识神。
It's not enough that you have water put on your brow.
只有在你的额上滴两滴水也不够的。
Charles Haddon Spurgeon said.
师父曾这样说。
That great Baptist.
那一个伟大的这个进行会的。
You can be baptized all the way from Land's End in Western England to New England in North America, and all that will happen will be you'll get very wet.
你可以从英格兰受洗，进到美国的纽英格兰。 你最多得到的就是全身湿了。
You need to be born of God.
你需要的乃是从神生。
That's what our salvation is all about.
这是我们整个救恩的全部。
That's what this deliverance is all about.
这是我们被释放的全部。
That's what this redemption is all about.
这是整个救赎的全部。
And when you're born again, your eyes open.
当你重生的时候，你的眼睛会打开。Just
as they opened when you were born.
好像你从妈妈肚子里生出来的时候，你眼睛打开。When
I was born, my eyes didn't open for 2 weeks.
我生下来的时候，有2个礼拜眼睛就打开了。And
my mother was convinced that when they did open, there would be no eyes there.
我母亲以为我没有眼珠了。But
they finally opened.
终于有一天打开了。And
then my eyes began to open.
然后我就开始注意看。What
is wrong with some Christians that they never see the Lord's Spirit?
为什么有的基督徒却在灵里没有见到主呢？What
is wrong with some so-called Christians that never hear the Lord?
为什么有一些所谓的基督徒听不见主耶稣说话呢？What
kind of baby?
什么样的一个婴孩啊？
Never sees and never hears.
从来也看不见，从来也听不见。
What happens when a baby doesn't hunger?
如果这个婴孩也从来不饿。
What is it? Is it alive?
难道这个 baby 是活的吗？
Stillborn.
或者死的。
The Lord Jesus is the center and circumference of the Christian life.
耶稣基督是每一个基督徒生活的中心与他的圆中。Again
and again, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
因为耶稣一直再次声明，他是生命，他是复活。I
am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of, not knowledge, the light of life.
凡跟随我的，将要有这个生命的知识。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
No man comes to the Father but by me. Isn't it extraordinary? Have any of you even thought about it? That the term Christian life does not appear once in the 66 books of the Bible.
我不知道大家有没有了解，在这66卷书里面，从来没有一句话说基督徒的生活。
All right, search the scriptures.
你去找找看。
Bring to me one instance where the phrase Christian life is found in this book.
你在圣经里面去找，看你怎么样可以找到这个词汇，叫做基督徒的生活或者生命。
What do you say? Is he preaching?
是因为传道人在讲异端，当然圣经有这个词啊。Not
the phrase.
没有这个词汇。Not
once.
一次都没有。People
are called Christians.
只有讲到基督徒被信神的称为基督徒。But
never once is the Christian life mentioned.
但是没有说到基督徒的生活或生命。But
thousands of books have been written about the Christian life.
但是这个题目却被写成千本书。
Millions of sermons have been preached on the Christian life.
有百万的信息围绕在这个题目上。
There are whole conferences on the Christian life.
很多下议会的主席也是围绕在这个题目上。
How come the Bible doesn't mention it?
为什么圣经没有用这个词汇？
Well, of course it does mention it.
是有啊,
the Christian love is the love of God.
因为所谓基督徒的生活生命就是基督。He
said, I am the life.
因为基督说我就是生命。Well,
let me put it another way. What the Word of God calls eternal life is the Christian love.
圣经中所说的 永生乃是指的基督徒的生命。
Have you got it? Alright. First letter of John, chapter 5, verse 11 and 12.
约翰一书第五章。
And the witness is this, that God gave unto us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath the life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not the life.
章11:12，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Now let me put it another way so you might understand this.
用另一个方法来表达。
And the witness is this, God gave unto us the Christian life.
这见证就是神赐给我们基督徒的生命。
And this Christian life is in his Son.
这个基督徒生命在他儿子耶稣里。
He that has the Son has the Christian life.
有儿子就有基督徒的生命。
And he that has not the Son of God has not the Christian life.
没有神儿子就没有基督徒的生命。
Now isn't that simple?
不是很简单吗？
Think.
帮我想一下。
If you would only let the Lord live his life in you, you'd have the Christian life.
如果你让主在你的生活中活出来，你就有了基督的生命。
Well, I could talk for a long time on this, but I must curb myself. But do you remember what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21? For to me, to live is Christ.
记得保罗在腓立比书说，我活着就是基督。
For to me, to live is Christ.
保罗说：“我活着就是基督。”
And to die is gain.
死了也有益处。
In other words, he was saying, my life is summed up in terms of the Lord Jesus.
换言之，保罗把他一生浓缩起来说，就是活着就是基督。
Christian life is knowing the Lord Jesus.
一个基督徒的生活乃是认识基督。
Hearing the Lord Jesus.
听见基督。
Obeying the Lord Jesus.
顺服耶稣基督。Following
the Lord Jesus. Experiencing the Lord Jesus.
经历他,
and to die is more than the Lord Jesus.
死也是更多的经历他。 病是何等的不可思议。
You take a little seed.
拿一个小的种子。
Go into the mountain.
你到山里面去。
See what I'm saying.
你可以看见我说的。
You see a great tree.
你可以看到一个大的树。
And at the base of the tree, a huge oak.
在这个大树的下面，你可以看到一块大的石头。
Many times, not beside the tree.
很多的时候，这个大石头并不是在树的旁边。
But slit with the tree in it.
这个石头裂开，这个里面有一棵树。
You know what happened?
什么事情发生
？A little seed, the size of my small finger.
这个种子可能只有我小拇指指甲那么小。
Fell into a crevice.In that great
wall. 这个小种子掉在这一个大磐石的缝缝里面。
And it began to germinate.
然后就开始发芽。
And its roots went down. And two little shoots came up, two little leaves.
它向下长了根，向上长了两个小叶子。
If we could speak to it, we would say, you stupid.
你如果岩石能够对这个种子说话的时候，说你这个有什么了不起
？Why did you choose this crevice？
你为什么选到这个
？You would die！
你会死掉的。
No， says the little seed if it could speak。
小种子说：“哦，我不会死的。
”I have a life，
因为在我里面有一个生命
，an overcoming life，
是一个得胜的生命。
If I obey the law。Of this spirit of life in me, I will overcome this rock.
如果我顺服这个我里面这个生命的律，我就有一天可以胜过这个外面的岩石。
And the roots go down, and the shoot grows up, and slowly it spreads the rock.
一天一天，它的根越长越深。它上面越长越大，直到有一天把整个的磐石裂开。
How is that possible？
这怎么可能
？The rock weighed tons。
这个岩石有几吨的重量。
The sea could be carried away by a wind。
这个小小的种子，风一吹就给吹掉。
It was the life in the sea。
但是这个小种子里面有一个生命。
If Christ dwells in you by the Holy Spirit,
同样，如果基督借着圣灵住在你里头
，You have a life within you.
你就有一个奇妙的生命在里面。
Eternal life.
这个生命乃是永生的生命。
The life of the Lord Jesus.
是耶稣基督的生命。
The life that beats death.
这个生命胜过死亡。
The life of the overcomer.
这一个得胜者的生命
That's the Lord Jesus.
这就是耶稣
Well, dear friends, you see, what a subject is it?
这是何等的题目
The Lord Jesus. The supremacy of the Lord Jesus. The centrality of the Lord Jesus.
你从这里看见基督的超越性与他的中心性
I could speak for a lot much more about this Christian life, but let me pass on. You know where the church is? Oh, man. What a mess we've made of the church. Listen to Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
罗马书十二章第五节这样说。
What does it say?
十二章第五节。
I'll read from verse 4. For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another.
十二章四节，正如我们一个身体上有好些肢体，肢体也不都一样的用处。我们这许多的人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做主肢体的如此。
What is the church？
到底教会是什么
？Is it a place？
是一个地方吗
？A sacred place？
使一个神圣的地方，使一个神圣的建筑物嘛。
Place where we leave our handbags.
使我们可以放下我们的包包，或者忘掉我们的圣经。Or
use our umbrella.
或者放下雨伞的地方。
Oh dear, I left my handbag in the church. You will look through the whole of the New Testament and you will not find the word church used like that.
你看不见圣经这样用这个词汇。
What is this church?
到底这个教会是什么?
Well, look at Colossians. And the same passage we went yesterday and we've spoken today. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. And he, that is Jesus, is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the
preeminence. 是从死里首先复生的, 使他可以在凡事上去守卫。
One body in
God. 一个身体在基督里。
And he is the head of the body, the church.
他是这个身体的头。
What is the church?
到底教会是什么?
Is it an institution?
它是不是一个机构?
The Lord certainly instituted.
是神设立它?
Is it just an organization?
它是一个组织吗?
It is, there is an organization.
是在教会里面是有组织。
But is it really an organization?
但是组织而已呢?
What is the church?
什么是教会?
Is it a tradition?
是一个传统吗?
It has traditions.
有传统。
That are right.
是对的传统。
But is it really a tradition?
但是是不是仅仅是传统呢?
It is the church.
到底教会是什么?
The church is the body of the Lord Jesus.
教会是耶稣的身体。
But we have reduced the church to a social club.
但是今天人把这一个身体变成了一个俱乐部。
A kind of specialty club.
是一个特殊的俱乐部。
We are interested in Christian work.
这个里面的会员对这个基督教的事情有兴趣的。
But the church is Christ.
但是教会就是基督。
You and I, we are one body in Christ.
你与我在基督里面成为一个身体。
Can I explain? How can I explain? Well, let me say, yes, somebody may have heard me say this before. Listen, how do you understand Christ as head?
你怎么样来理解基督是这个身体的头部?
Oh, Edmund's not a Christ.
哦，我当然懂了。
His head.
他就是头部。
How is he head?
他怎么样?
Would you think of him like the president?
他是不是像个总统?
Head of the nation.
是一个国家的元首。
Head of a hospital.
或者医院的。
Principal of a school.
学校的校长。
Chancellor of the university.
这个大学的校长。
We are here, he is there.
我们在这里，他在哪里？
But that's not how the Bible describes.
但是这不是圣经的概念。
It is head and body.
他乃是用头跟身体做比喻。
Now let me ask you another question.
我再问你。
Have you ever seen a living headless body?
你有没有看过一个活的身体却没有头？
Have you ever seen, here's the second question, a living bodyless head?
你有没有看过一个活的头却没有身体?
If you read through your whole New Testament, you will discover that it is to do with an organism.
你把整个新约读完，你会发现教会乃是一个活的身体。
Head and body.
是同一身体,
one organism.
它是一个身体体,
one body in Christ.
在基督里成为一个身体。
Once we begin to understand this, everything begins to fall into place.
当我们真正问圣经到底在讲什么的时候，每一件事情就开始有它真正的意义。
Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多前书12章。
And verse 12.
surgeon.
But as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
进入身子是一个，却有许多身体，而且身子肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
Before you accuse me of teaching something that's not in the Bible, think, what does this say? Let me read it again.
注意听，到底这句话在讲什么？让我再读一次。
For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is Christ. It doesn't say, so also is the body of Christ of which he is head. It says, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。下面。 并不是说他的身体，基督是他的头，而就是很简单的说，基督也是这样。
So the church is
Christ。所以，教会就是基督，这是不是很稀奇吗？Well,
you know, it would be ridiculous if I could put my body over there on the chair and have my head here, and I would say to you, "That's my body over
there."如果我在这里，我的头在这个讲台，我的身体在那琴的那一边，然后我说那就是我的身体，就很奇怪。That
would mean I'm dead。他只是一个解释，我已经死了。 I mean, how can my body be one body in large number?
我怎么能够是large number，而我的身体却跟我又不是一个？
One body.
是一个身体。
And that's, you've got your own body.
你有你的身体。
This is my fellowship.
我的身体是我的团契。
I have fingers, I have feet, I have arms, I have all kinds of things, all in my fellowship. This is the fellowship of life's life.
我的手、我的脚、我所有身上的都是在这一个身体里面有一个交通。
And this is the fellowship of Jonathan Paul.
这一个身，另外一个身体是在这个身体里面有一个交通。
All many members, many limbs, all the different functions, yet one body and one being.
在这个身体上有不同的肢体、不同的功用，但是它却属于整个一个身体。
Now go back to the first evening I spoke.
回到我们第一个晚上。
In Christ.
在基督里。
The key to everything.
是整个属灵式的钥匙。
The key to deliverance.
这是我们蒙释放的钥匙。
The key to salvation.
是救恩的钥匙。
The key to redemption.
是救赎的钥匙。
The key to the Christian life.
是整个基督徒生命的钥匙。
The key to church life.
这是教会生命的钥匙。
Well, we must finish. It is one of the most amazing things in the world when the Lord's children begin to live true church life.
当每一个基督徒真正开始过一个真的教会生活，这是一个奇妙的经历。The
impact on the world is colossal.
这样的教会对整个世界要产生的震撼力是难以想象。
It is the living Christ by the Holy Spirit in human beings.
这是那一个活的基督。 在人的身上显现，
it is the expression of the Lord Jesus.
借着这个大的身体来表明基督，能够显明基督的实际。
The effect is to turn the world upside down.
这样的身体，它要造成整个的把整个世界翻过来。
Well, dear friends, let me say finally,
最后我要这样说,
is it any wonder that all those in that amazing vision in Revelation 5 saying, worthy, you are worthy.
在启示录第五章, 你听见有这个声音说, 羔羊是配, 羔羊是配。
The Lord Jesus is worthy to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是配得做万王之王，万主之主。
No king in history has ever laid down his life to save his people.
在人类的历史里头，没有一个王是为了他的百姓。 而丧失他的生命来拯救他的百姓。
And when all of hell was let loose upon the Lord Jesus,
当整个地狱的门打开，要来反对基督的时候，
When he was stripped naked,
当他被剥夺了，
beat,
打了，
covered with spit,
唾沫落在他的身上，
a crown of thorns jammed on his head,
一个荆棘的冠冕卡在他的手上，一个芦苇放在他手里，
and the Roman officer's cloak of purple thrown over his shoulder.
罗马的兵丁拿一个紫色的袍子挂在放在他的身上。
He revealed the worthiness of royalty that this world has never seen.
在那一刻，他的那个王的荣耀性。 显明出来，世界从来没有看过的。
No vengeance，
在这里没有复仇。
No bitterness，
没有苦毒。
No fury，
没有愤怒。
Only Father forgive me，
只听到他说：“父啊，赦免他。”
They know not what they do，
因为他们不知道他们做的是什么。
He is worthy to be king，
他的确配。
Worthy to be worthy.
他配得敬吗？
Is worthy. Worthy of us.
他唯他，只有他配得一切的敬吗？
That is why I read that wonderful passage in Philippians chapter 2.
所以我每次读到《腓立比书》第二章。
Jesus was ready not to cross that equality he had with the Father.
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。Became
as a bond, became as a bondslave.
他反倒取了一个奴仆的形象。Even
became obedient to death.
他顺服以至于死。
The death of the cross.
全死在十字架上，为了你，也为了我。And
then it says, Wherefore also God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth. Under the earth, and that every tongue should confess him as Lord.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万人之上的名，叫一切在天上、地上、地底下，无不因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
In the hands of this king, the king of Israel, the king of the Jews, the head of the church, king of kings and lord of lords, is all authority and power, not only in heaven, but on this fallen earth.
因着这个缘故，在这一位拿撒勒人的犹太人的王，在他的手里，不单单有天上的权柄，也是在地上所有的权柄。
Such authority does not lie with Satan.
这个权柄不属于撒旦。
It does not lie with the Hitlers and the Neros and the Stalins and the Saddam Hussein
权力也不属于希特勒或者斯大林或者萨达姆森。
Well, I could mention a few others, but I will not for fear they could be in the
crowd. 还有很多名字可以讲的，我避免麻烦。
But you all know who I'm thinking of. My dear friends, genuine authority lies in the hands of the Lord Jesus.
这个真实的权柄今天在基督的手里。
And no one else is as worthy as he to have such authority in his hands.
世界上没有一位配得像我们主耶稣配得这一切权柄。
Someone who died for the sin of the world.
这一位那是为了世人的罪而死的基督。
Someone who was made sin for us.
这位原来是无罪，却因着我们成为罪人。基督。
Someone who saved those who spurned him.
这一位曾经被用枪扎入他的额头的这一位。
There is no one more worthy.
没有任何一个人比他更配的。
May these thoughts.About the supremacy and the centrality of the Lord Jesus, sink into your being.
为这次这个主题，基督的超越性与他的中心性，能够深深的刻在每一个人的心板上。
May the Spirit of God touch the eyes of your heart, that you may behold.Spiritual, you may behold him in his glory.
愿圣灵开我们每一个心灵的眼睛，让我们真正能看见这位主的荣耀。
All things are not yet subject to him.
今天我们还没有看见万物都归属于他。
But the writer to the Hebrew letter says, "But we see."希伯来，
但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们却看见这位耶稣已经被戴上冠冕，坐在他的宝座上。
May God change as a result of seeing the greatness of the Lord Jesus.
愿神因着你。看见这个荣耀的意象而改变你整个的人生。
下面一位，
那我们祷告。
Beloved Lord，
亲爱的主啊
，Touch our
hearts， 求你摸到我们每个人的心。
Even the most hardened, the darkened heart, wants the light of the knowledge.Of your glory, Father, in the face of Jesus Christ dawns upon us. Even the most darkened heart is touched.
主，即使我们在最黑暗的心灵中，自己的光芒照在你儿子耶稣基督的面上。
Do your work, beloved Holy Spirit, tonight.
亲爱的圣灵，今天晚上求你做我自己要做的工。
Unveil the Lord Jesus，
把这位主耶稣向我们打开。
Maybe some who've never seen him，
在座有可能从来没有见过基督。
Unveil him，
主啊，把基督打开向他。
In all his glory， in all his significance。
能够让我们看见他的荣耀与他一切的意义。
And if there are some here who've been brought up in Christian homes but have never really had a direct personal experience of the Lord, oh Holy Spirit, unveil
也可能在我们中间有人是传统基督教家庭长大的，从来没有见过听见基督的声音，见过基督。主啊，今天晚上求圣灵把基督的荣耀向他显现。
And for all of us, Lord, let us see something more of you.
为了其他所有的圣徒们，让我们今天晚上有更多的认识基督。
Something more of your greatness, Lord.
认识你的伟大。
Something more of your glory.
认识你更多的荣耀。
Something more of your beauty.
认识你更多的美丽。
Something more of your love and grace.
认识你的爱。与你的恩典，
那就是
主啊，摸着我们。
We ask it in His precious name.
我们可以说宝贵的祷告。